The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Live Sunday edition, and you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. We have been all over the board this evening. We were just touching on women's soccer and equal pay for men's soccer in the last hour.
Daryl informed us that apparently there is not a women's soccer league, at least not the one that's being discussed.
This isn't discussing that. This is the U.S. team, apparently.
Maybe there is a women's soccer league, but the one that I'm
certain there must be.
The one we were discussing, inadvertently, we didn't know. This was just one team where certain players are suing.
That's correct. Okay. Basically, the women's team isn't getting paid what the men's team is, and
a fraction of it, apparently.
It really doesn't look. Looking at the numbers in this particular article from ESPN, it doesn't look particularly fair to me, and I don't understand why the numbers are the way they are. I do believe that over time, the marketplace is the best way to determine what a person's individual pay is worth.
Start a new team.
Sometimes you got to fight for it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the way that is. The most I've ever made in a year, I made working in my own business. The least I've ever made in a year, I made working in my own business.
Sure.
And, you know, those are decisions I made in order to make, better money. It's Mark with you.
And Ian.
855-450-FREE. Let's go to Armed Truth calling in from the West Coast. Armed Truth, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm just calling regarding the numbers that are being put out with the women's team or, you know, the women's national team. And then what I don't know if the $12 million or $2 million loss, if that was for Major League Soccer, which is the, United States League for men's soccer, or if that's the men's national team.
But I think it's the men's national team. I imagine we don't have all the facts when it comes into these circumstances, but I can tell you that here in the first line of the ESPN article, so therefore they are responsible for these numbers, the filing citing figures from the USSF's 2015 financial report says that despite the women's teams generating nearly $20 million more revenue last year than the U.S. men's team, the women are paid about a quarter of what the men earn. Going on a little further in the article, because this is sort of relevant too, is that a woman could earn about $100,000 each if they won 20 friendlies, and I guess that's the games, the minimum number they are required to play in each year. But the men would likely earn about $263,000, so that's 2.6 times what they would earn for each of the same feat, and would get $100,000 even if they lost all 20 games. So they get paid the same as the women if they lost. Additionally, the women get paid nothing for playing more than 20 games, while men get between $5,000 and $17,000 each for each game played beyond 20.
Okay, and the reason is basically, so I think they're talking about the national team.
Yes, they are.
Compared to MLS. The reason is because, you know, it's like the NBA and the WNBA and men's college basketball and women's college basketball. You know, the women, I believe, I'm 90% sure, had the women's, there was the FIFA Women's World Cup last summer. So the women's team is going to make a ton of national team is going to make a lot of money because it's every 4 years they have the World Cup. So the women's team did very, the women, American women's soccer team is really, really good. I think they won last two World Cups ago and did really well last. But, you know, that's their time to shine is when the World Cup goes on. But
makes
even
sense.
Then, the Women's World Cup is nothing compared to if the men's national team is in a friendly with how much soccer in the United States is growing, is they're on ESPN primetime to where even in the offseason, you know, it's 2 years till the World Cup, the men's national team, you know, they're going to be on primetime now, which is a lot of money on ESPN. You know, they get paid a lot more money because they're on TV. That's where the revenue is.
So you're saying the opportunity for revenue is higher for the men's team than it is for the women's team because of being on television and that sort of thing?
Yeah, and just men's soccer worldwide is more popular. You
but
know,
is it true? But wait a minute. Is it true then what the other guy said, that the men's team is losing $2 million in the last year? I mean, if the revenue opportunities are so much better, how is it that they could lose money?
And why did the women make $20 million more in revenue?
And that's what I don't know if it goes into with how the U.S. Soccer Federation, how they divvy up money, or what I'm going to need to look at the numbers because I want to see what that is. But I don't know if either the men's national team is starting to pay more for bigger players or what exactly they're doing, well, because it seems strange to me that they would be losing money.
Right?
I don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, that's just what we heard from a guy who called the show, right? And we take people at their word because we don't have a crack research team who's
in here. ESPN says that the women's team generated nearly $20 million more in revenue last year.
But
than
that doesn't mean that the men's team lost money.
It doesn't necessarily mean
that.
That's
what our caller said earlier.
Well, also, I think that we need to bring into this conversation that these are the national teams. They are taking the brand, the USA brand. They're basically they're a monopoly. You cannot go create another USA team because they have the license for that. So what these ladies are saying is look, hey, it's fair for us to use, in this case, I would say it is fair for them to use the United States court system to determine whether or not they get to keep the brand for the U.S. team. I think that to some extent, when you get in bed with the national team, you take on the sort of rules. Now, this was Major League and Women's Major League sports, then I'd say the government should stay out of it.
Hold on. Are you saying this is some sort of government team?
It is a government team. It's the national team. Isn't that right? Arm Truth?
It's the national team. I don't know if it's necessarily the government team. I'm sure there are some subsidies that go into it, but it's not taxed.
The very fact that they get the brand, they have a monopoly on the brand, makes them, is in and of itself a value that is unquantifiable, right?
Yeah, completely, because, you know, the World Cup is every country's team that plays, so every team has...
You can't play in the World Cup as the Keniacs can't play in the World Cup. Only the USA team can, and... The difficulty is that how do you bargain when there's a monopoly? You don't. And so I think that they may be right in taking this to court, the only arbitration that would be available to them. I believe I may have reversed my opinion on this.
Yeah, I you know, if this is, because I was kind of confused. I thought they were going off national team revenue compared to, you know, the National League, you know, the Major League Soccer, which is the league, which... That delves into, you know, they take losses, but that's because, like the LA Galaxy makes a killing with, you know, they had David Beckham, but there's other teams in the Midwest that are just starting up or on the East Coast that have been taking losses, but it's all about the growth of the sport, and slowly over time they make money. So the league as a whole may be losing $2 million, but, you know, there are teams that are making a lot of money, and they invest, MLS, and invest in other cities to build new stadiums and teams. So that's why,
because the good teams have to have bad teams to beat, and that's why the MLS plays. I think there's a lot of untruth. A
lot to deal with to kick a damn ball around a field.
Well, jeez. I mean, if people want to buy the soccer, buy shirts to support their team, they want to watch their games, they want to get, you know, want to be able to watch it on TV, yeah, there's going to be money involved. Let's go to Troy calling in from Louisiana. Troy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. My name's Troy.
Troy, we can barely hear you.
All.
Oh, whatever happened there.
That's a lot better.
I took off my Bluetooth. Okay, I was wanting to talk about that email that you posted yesterday on the AM site on Facebook, Mark.
Yeah.
That kind of really, I don't know if I can say the word, but...
You can't.
What email?
Well, there was an email that we received that essentially was a, I call it a confession email from somebody who claimed to have, set Free Talk Live up, Free Talk Live's studio computers up with child porn. And it was written in a very strange fashion.
Stilted. Yeah, lots of all capital letters.
It was frightening looking, there's no doubt. It's going to be
threatening, saying we better shut down the show.
Yeah, shutting down the show and, you know, calling
names.
Or else
you all will be friends. Like, they sent it to you and me and several other co-hosts.
And, yeah, so there was that email.
So what about that email?
you know, that's just wrong, man. Y'all deserve awards for what y'all are doing up there. Not that kind of crap, you know?
Well, you know, this is just what happens. I mean, if you get on the radio and you talk about changing things, people who don't like change or are threatened by it are going to get angry. I mean, that's been...
And a lot of them will play dirty pool. And yep. You're right, Troy. They're playing dirty pool. I'm glad they sent it, though, because it certainly can't hurt us. Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items, and they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per-item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, Sunday edition. We've been, That's how Free Talk Live goes. We get off on a tangent. Somebody called in about equal pay in on the women's and men's national teams of soccer here on Free Talk Live, and it took us off in a whole different direction. It's Mark here with you.
And Ian, yeah, we were we started the show just barely scratching the surface on a story about a family who has been attacked by the government over a garden in their yard.
Yeah, and I want to get on with that.
I do want to get back to that. But if you need gardening supplies or whatever it is you need to buy from, let's say, Amazon, you can save 20% easily by using SaveItPurse.com. The catch is you have to have Bitcoin in order to get the deep discounts. And you can actually choose your discounts. So you decide what discounts you want, 25%, 30%. It's easily doable with SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com. I've used it many times, probably close to 50 at this point. SaveATPurse. SaveItPurse.com.
Yeah, it's great. It's you know, trust me, get some Bitcoin and try this out. It's well worth it. We've changed our lifestyles at my house, and we use it all the time as a result. Tell me about this garden that got shut down.
Certainly. So the story
is... By the way, gardens barely even had a chance to get going this year.
Well, yeah, I don't know what the weather is like down in Missouri. But
it ain't Florida, pal.
Yeah, that's true. So there's a new city ordinance in Sugar Creek, Missouri. The story's coming from KSHB.com. Nathan Athens believes there's a witch hunt against him, wherein the city has targeted him for growing vegetables on his lawn. He loves it. He loves tending to his garden. He says, I probably say about 300 hours so far this year. I spend all my free time out there. He believes it's important for his family. He says, well, I want my family to know where their food is coming from. I don't want to have to go to the grocery store and worry about what was done to that food. You know, some people are concerned about pesticides and, you know, organic growing measures and things like that. However, neighbors and city officials don't see the garden the same way. Last summer, the city...
I love, if he's spending 300 hours on that thing, it's likely not an eyesore, but I love a good garden.
Well, to you, it's not an eyesore, but to a busybody neighbor who loves a perfectly manicured lawn with just grass.
Somebody's out in their front yard. I better call the police.
Yeah, someone like that, they want to see every yard exactly the same. They want to live in that kind of manicured, perfect neighborhood where no blade of grass is above 4 inches tall at all times. These people exist.
Oh,
right?
Yes, they do.
So, and they're believing
I used to live in a neighborhood where you couldn't have a bush above. Your hedges had to be a certain height.
Right.
And they couldn't be too high because they'd want you to obscure the front of your house.
And that's scratching the surface of the stupid neighborhood Nazi rules that likely were involved in that neighborhood.
But every once in a while, somebody would get in the sights of somebody else, and they did have a homeowners association and that kind of thing, and there'd be disputes over what constituted a bush and what constituted a tree. So you could have a tree in your front yard, but you couldn't have a bush above, I think it's 3 feet. Well, one time, as the story goes, I wasn't there. I don't know what the specifics are, but you know, if a neighbor was telling me what happened, is he had a king sago. If anybody is familiar with this, it's a very ancient plant, and it's kind of like a short palm tree.
Mm.
And his sago was above 3 feet, so he had to trim it. But the trunk was above 3 feet. So if you trim it, you just kill it. It's just a big. It looks like a big cigar coming out of the ground if you cut the top of this thing off.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to describe it other than
it's like a mini palm tree.
The notion of trimming a king sago is stupid.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they get as big as they get, and
he had to trim it, or what ended up?
He just killed the plant.
Wow.
Just took it out.
And you lived in this neighborhood?
I did, yeah. I lived there quite some time. You came there to Whitfield Country Club Estates.
Oh, boy. And so, yeah, people fight over this petty crap. Now, I don't know if this is a deed restriction. I don't think it is. This is city ordinance.
I'd like to point out there are king sagos all over Whitfield Country Club Estates. They're just everywhere.
So this guy was targeted then.
Or he was telling me some BS story. I don't know. I don't know why he would, but I can't say that I've seen the paperwork on this particular incident, but I would say yes, that he probably was targeted. It's probably because he was a mechanic. And he had a car that wasn't necessarily running in his driveway.
So back to Sugar Creek, Missouri, where Mr. Athens was targeted by his busybody neighbors and the city officials who don't see the garden the same way. Last summer, the city cited him for weeds in his garden. But he said he complied. Quote, we did it completely weed-free. We paid our citation, he said. The city's building official, Paul Loving... argued otherwise. He said, I don't know that there would have been a problem with them had the gardens been well kept. They weren't. The new ordinance specifies that vegetation must be 30 feet from the street. And then they actually show you...
30 feet? That's where your front door is.
Pretty much. So, yeah, you can have, like, what, a pineapple up by your front door or something like that? That's about it.
Not in Missouri.
Athens said he can't grow the garden in his backyard because it only gets about 2 hours of sunshine and only in certain areas. Now, this is like an exact copy of what happened in Orlando. A few years ago, maybe several years ago on this show, there was a very similar situation in Orlando, Florida. I don't know if it was Kissimmee or wherever it was. But in that situation, you know, you had another couple that loved to garden and they didn't have any room in their backyard. So,
well, sometimes your backyard isn't set up for that. It depends on whether
there's not enough sunlight.
Yeah, if you're
there.
North facing, south facing, I just want people to be clear. Sometimes they have privacy fences up. You'd have to tear the privacy fences down. I had a house that had some orange trees in the backyard and it was great and it really worked out. But sometimes the front yard's the best place for the garden.
Loving, the bureaucrat, said the city received many complaints, and the ordinance is the resolution. Quote, because I want my yard a certain way doesn't mean the neighborhood has to keep his yard the same way, but I do have an expectation that we'll all be reasonable in what we put in our front yards. You, sir, are unreasonable by having this vegetable garden.
Well, I think that what I'm hearing being said is that they don't believe that it was as neat as it should be. So
the dude said he spent 300 hours on it so far this year.
That's testimony?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, as the arbiter of this situation, I'm getting the testimony that I'm getting. I hear on one side that they're saying that it's 300 hours. On the other side, I'm hearing people say this is a poorly kept garden. I can totally see how some neighborhoods would be like, yeah, you got to put your wheelbarrow away. You can't keep it out there. And, you know, I mean, like you use netting. And oftentimes when you have a garden, you don't use the most beautiful pole for the netting, or, I mean, it's a garden, you know? It's not supposed to be necessarily gorgeous, but they do have gorgeous gardens out there.
Sure.
Everybody loves a gorgeous garden. It's the ugly ones that make people angry.
Well, I'm sick of these people who are constantly worried about what other people are doing on their property. Look, as a liberty-minded person, I believe in the idea of property rights, wherein if you own something, the whole idea behind ownership is that you have the ability to control that thing. Otherwise, you don't really own it. And it really brings us to the ultimate point here, is you don't really own the property. It's just an illusion. They tell you you own the property, give you some fancy pieces of paper that have your name on them, but ultimately, if you don't pay the state your property taxes, they're going to take your property from you, and they'll do the same damn thing if you don't jump through the hoops here and get rid of the garden that is feeding your family.
Well,
it's ridiculous.
If it was a homeowners association, this would be a relatively easy thing to solve. But many neighborhoods are older than homeowners associations are, and that brings up a bit of a dilemma.
There's no dilemma here. You should be free to have a damn garden wherever the hell you want it on your property. Toll-free number is 855-453. This is Free Talk Live. You disagree?
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and it's happened again.
Yep.
Another municipality has gone after another person with a garden in their front yard.
It can happen to you, too. Don't think that this is, you know, some sort of unusual occurrence. I think it's only unusual because front yard gardens are unusual. I bet if more people had front yard gardens, we'd see more of these stories.
Yeah, I think about this, and I see a place. I believe there should be more homeowners associations to solve this problem. And one of the difficulties is that once a neighborhood's built, you really can't. It's very, there's just no mechanism.
Sure, there is. You get 100% agreement from property owners to join a homeowners association. There you go.
I'm not entirely certain that would work, but okay.
Well, you may not be able to get 100% agreement, but if you did get 100% agreement, it would absolutely work. You would enter into a contract and create a homeowners agreement.
Yep. And then people would wonder, who's going to be in charge. But yeah,
they would write that up in the agreement.
But you would,
and then those neighborhood Nazis would come in there and come up with more stupid rules.
You're familiar that with neighborhoods. Some neighborhoods are nicer than other neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. Some neighborhoods lend themselves to front yard gardens more than other neighborhoods do. And I do see how people might feel. I'm familiar with neighborhoods where you have, big, giant mansions sitting on little tiny postage stamps of lots. And there's, just this little strip in front. And I don't think that it, and people move into these things – knowing that there may be governmental rules, zoning rules, that preclude them from having gardens, and then they go in and they want to tear up the perfectly manicured lawn for to put together a garden, and then, you know, leave their tools out and, you know, not paint things, and it just doesn't look that great. And I can see why the neighbors that are on this street, you know, this curvy street with a cul-de-sac at the end, say, you know what? We don't want that here.
Well, go move into a deed-restricted neighborhood then.
You want everybody else on the street to move?
Yeah. It's property rights, dude. I should be able to do what I want with my property without having to beg anyone's permission for it.
I think it's just that at this point, I'm not saying it's untenable, but at this point, the mindset of people is that they go to the government because the zoning rules exist, and that where I would prefer to see something like a deed restricted
community
set up.
Well, these rules didn't exist. I'd like to point that out. They went to the government. Like this, the rule saying here in Sugar Creek, Missouri, that you can't have any kind of garden plantings within 30 feet of the road, basically. So right up to your front door in most front yard cases. That ordinance did not exist until March 30th of 2016. It was after the city bureaucrats had received complaints, whatever number of number of people about this, that they passed this ordinance saying, whereas this and that, you know, making it sound all kind of fancy. And then there's also one that says that if you live in the residential estate district, then you can't have any kind of gardening going on within 50 feet of the front of the street.
This is their claimed right of way, right? So they claim a right of way through a given geographic area for their roads. Mm-hmm. It's a certain amount of feet from the center of the road. And this basically precludes most of the front yard. They say, well, in that area, we're allowed to dictate what goes on.
It may or may not be the right of way. We don't know that. And that's not mentioned here in this particular story. And it's not the center of the road. It's the front of the front yard. So 30 feet from the gutter. You cannot have any kind of non-grass, you know, anything that they consider to be an agricultural, let's see, what's the word, type 1 agricultural use, which they put in parentheses to mean raising or growing of crops and something vegetative products. It's a picture of this ordinance, so it's hard to read a couple of the words. And foodstuffs in the open.
Yeah.
So.
But they're going after. But what they say in the article is they wouldn't be going after this guy if his garden was well kept. He claims
it is. Doesn't say that here. That's what the article said. That's what the news article said. But this doesn't say anything about whether it's well kept or not. This just says no gardening. You cannot have any kind of food growing in your front lawn because we, the city council of Sugar Creek, have deemed that to be the case. This is an outrage.
Well, do you?
And it sounds like you're making excuses for it.
I have a problem with suburban life. Okay,
if you buy live in the woods.
I do live in the woods, and nobody's ever suggested for a moment that there's nothing I can do on my land.
I think you were wrong about that. Didn't you have some sort of issue with some guy with an airport on his property he has an airplane?
Right, he didn't like me.
He's mad about you having a tower on your property or something like that?
No, that's the next-door neighbor. He was mad about the next-door neighbor.
He was mad about you cutting down trees? What was it?
He was mad that I cut down trees. He's mad about, what do you mean I had an issue? Somebody thought something and said something to other people? Yes, that
occurred.
What did
he do? Did he go to the government?
There's nothing he could do. He's not in a butter. He can't say anything about me cutting trees either because I didn't sell the trees. He has no legal standing. He's just an a-hole.
But wait a minute. Maybe because you live in New Hampshire, people are, the town governments are less likely to take action on these things. But someone like that, it's the a-holes in this case that went to the town and got a new ordinance passed.
I'm clear on that. But if you decide to live in a suburban, you know, ticky-tack houses, tiny boxes, tiny boxes, you know, you want to do that, you got to understand that there's going to be some homogeny. And if you want to do something that's non-homogeneous, I support gardening. I'm all for gardening. Mm. But it's the messy gardener that messes it up for the clean gardeners, right? If you make a big thing out there that you're calling a garden, it's just a mess of weeds or whatever. Oh, no, this is a garden. No, that's, I'm going to eat those weeds. Right? You're messing it up for the rest of the people who actually do want to make, you know, beautiful displays, horticultural displays that they can then eat. So, yes, I think that there's a middle road here.
You're passing judgment here without ever having seen...
I don't know.
Without ever having seen this guy's garden.
Is there a messy gardener in America?
Who cares?
That's your point. You don't care. I do. because I
then
understand.
Then go live in the damn woods.
I did. Right. And that's what I would say to somebody who wants to have a nice garden. Get out of the...
Not everyone can afford that. Maybe he lives in town because he, you know, has to walk to work or something like that. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons
why
people
choose... It's the difficulties of having a suburban lifestyle.
Yeah, it sounds to me like you're making excuses for these busybodies. It's the busybodies that are the problem. They're the ones that are ruining people's property rights.
Your solution is going to be a deed-restricted community. And I'd like to point out that deed-restricted communities can suck, too.
I am not saying I would live in a deed-restricted community. My solution is that the people who want to control other people's property should go live in a deed-restricted community. If you're not under deed restrictions, then you should have the freedom to choose on your own land. That's all I'm saying here.
Right. And
leave me alone, I'll leave you alone. How
I believe
that?
A lot of the government bureaucrats and the busybodies always want to upgrade the property value of given areas. And some areas.
But who decides what the property value is? I might value freedom more. So when I see a messy garden or somebody with some car up on a block in a front yard or washing machine sitting in an unconnected washing machine and dryer sitting in the carport or whatever, to me that looks like freedom. I want to live in a place like that. That sounds good to me.
Yeah, well, there's lots of people who don't want to live there.
Good, live there.
They deserve the communities that they want to have. And we need a better system for allowing people to have the kind of communities that they want to have. I think there should be communities where you're free to have a messy garden in your front yard. If you understand that there should be communities where people, you know, have perfectly manicured lawns all over. And the difficulty is the transition.
But he didn't go and complain about the busybodies down the street. And I bet he could find things to complain about if he wanted to. And this is one of the part of the problem. It creates this constant cycle of abuse and attack. So in a lot of cases, if a neighbor comes after someone else.
Right, you don't hear anything. You don't know who it is.
Well, you might be able to find out. I was able to find out when one neighbor complained about a couch.
You had to take it all the way to court.
That's correct.
And you got thrown in jail over it.
Well, that's because I didn't comply. These guys are complying.
They were ready to throw you in jail, pal. They were looking for that opportunity and did.
That's because I didn't comply. These people have complied. What I was trying to tell you is that when one neighbor comes after another neighbor, that makes it more likely that the neighbor who has come after is going to try to find something to go after the neighbor that came after him in the first place. And it just keeps going and going and going, and we all end up with more stupid laws.
855-450-3733.
I want to hear from someone who thinks that this garden should be eliminated.
855-453, Free Talk Live. I want to hear solutions.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. buysellmakeoffer.com.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live's live Sunday edition, and it is Mark here with you.
And it's Ian.
Yep, I'm sitting in the main chair. I've been doing that most of the Sundays recently.
That's right.
I kind of like being in charge here. I can mute you anytime I want. What do you think about that?
It's only an illusion, Mark.
What? You don't have an override over there. You'd have to like get up. I don't see you doing that. The number's 8. I could mute you long enough that you'd look silly as I unmuted you once you got over here. So like for 2 seconds. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And as usual, Ian is advocating for front yard anarchy.
I'm advocating for property rights. Property rights. The right to be able to choose what you do with what you own. And you should own the property that you believe you do. Even if you are a renter, if you've got permission from the landlord to have a front yard garden, you should be able to have so. Even if you are just subletting the property, as long as the owner is okay with it, then you should be able to have it. What, for listeners just tuning in, we're talking about Sugar Creek, Missouri, where a family is now being threatened over what I consider to be a fine-looking garden. We did find a picture just a moment ago while we were off air for just a bit. Yep. And I had you take a look at it because you were saying, this garden could be ugly.
Well,
and you said it's not.
No, it's
you
gorgeous.
Said this garden is gorgeous.
It's a fine-looking garden. It's in front of a bungalow. There's not very much frontage here. I'd say tops 40 feet on the road. So it's a pretty narrow lot.
They've used their full front yard for the garden. And that's what's offending these busybodies in the neighborhood.
It's a beautiful garden. It appears to be well-kept. There's not enough room to leave tools around. So it's not even – that's not the issue. This is – It's just a garden, and it looks yep. and it's a good looking one. On the scale of 1 to 10, as far as gardens go, I'd say there's not a lot of decoration to it except for some pinwheels out front. So they made an effort. It's sort of hey, look, the kid, everybody, all kids like pinwheels. Okay,
sure, right.
So that's fun, and
yeah, it adds a little color to it. It's
there's a sidewalk
greenery.
Between separating it, and so there's some grass, I assume, on the other side of the sidewalk.
So they do appear to be growing mostly food here. There's not like flowers or whatever that
it's not a flower garden. They wouldn't have a problem with a flower garden here.
Oh, I don't know about these people, Mark. These busybodies. What they want is they want uniformity between properties.
Yes.
They want
we will have your yard look like the other yards.
That's what this is. This house is a standout house because it has this garden. And so people notice it. You know, you drive by this house, it's going to be the one you remember when you drive through this neighborhood, unless there's some, radical paint scheme on some other home. This is the house you're going to say, whoa.
And I'd like to point out that these houses aren't palatial by any stretch of the imagination.
No, this is a small single-family home.
Yeah, it's a small single-family home.
There's two windows on the front of this house.
Yeah,
and a door.
That's not particularly. These things aren't stunning houses for rich people. These are normal houses for normal folks, and that's what I'm for. I would say that, in my estimation, as the arbiter of the situation, that whoever decides this person shouldn't be able to grow stuff in their front garden needs to, because they've done, from the picture I saw. I haven't driven through the neighborhood. I haven't seen this garden every minute of every day. But I'm going to say that the busybodies and the bureaucrats should have their heads lopped off.
I've got the petition here that the family has created.
King Mark the First has spoken. I want heads.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Where are the busybodies? They're cowering in their homes right now. Someone within the sound of our voice thinks that gardens should be regulated, that these people should be stopped, that their garden needs to be torn out and replaced with sod. Which turns into grass, right? It's sod that turns into grass?
Well, sod is grass that's been sort of cut and picked up and dropped into a different place. And usually it's full of fire ants, and when you put it in, you're going to get bit.
They should be more, like the rest of their neighbors, conform, get in line, and look like everybody else. Here's what their petition says over at change.org, which we'll link to on our Facebook page, so you can sign their petition. The city of Sugar Creek, Missouri, passed an ordinance 2 days ago on March 28th forbidding front yard gardens to grow food within the first 30 feet of front yard space from the street. Mayor Matt Mallinson both passed and approved this ordinance. They gave us until April 1st to comply. They literally gave them less than a week to jump through these hoops. We are the only house in the city with a front yard garden.
What gardening is going on before April 1st in Missouri is what I want to know. My experience with gardening is that you can have some perennial plants, some bushes, some berry bushes or something like that, but that's all that would sort of keep over the winter. It looks like everything there that I saw appeared to be sort of annuals, and they...
Well, we don't know when the picture was taken.
Well, it was taken during the summer, or the late summer, early fall, because the...
Oh, yeah, it says last year, 2015.
Yeah, the plants are quite high.
Which was supposedly the time when they... Whoa,
my wife hasn't put a plant in the ground yet.
Okay, but we're in New Hampshire. It's probably a little different.
It's a little different, but not much.
This picture was taken in 2015, and if you remember from the news that we read earlier in the hour, there was the complaints about the supposed weeds that had happened. So this picture from 2015, I don't see any weeds in that pinwheel area, which, is mostly clear of any kind of planting.
Okay, so anytime you have open ground, you're going to have weeds, and that's what. And this is an organic garden from everything the guy said.
Right, and he also said he spends all of his his free time out there.
To
these people who are complaining about this, the whole garden is the weed. They do not want to see someone different. And as he says in his petition here, they're the only house in the entire city with a front yard garden.
Okay.
And they just happen to be exactly within the first 30 feet. They've been targeting us since we moved in.
That's all they have. They don't have anything for lawn otherwise.
Right. Because we grew a garden in the front yard. We had no true garden space in the backyard and decided to grow it in the front yard. We believe in sustainability, growing our food locally without pesticides and excessive fertilizer use, reducing our need for fossil fuels to import produce from other countries, countries that have little or no regulations on pesticides. Sugar Creek is also prone to flooding as it's located next to the Missouri River, so using our yard for growing plants instead of grass is beneficial because our garden takes in water as well as holding the soil together to prevent erosion, all while filtering out pollutants. It's helped our basement not flood during storms, prevented stormwater runoff pollution, reduced fossil fuel use, helped us eat healthier, and prevented us from consuming pesticides and GMOs. The city exclusively made this ordinance for our your family, yep. and we want to fight it so we can grow our little garden in peace.
Yeah, I think I get that, and I believe these people should be able to grow their garden. That's 100%. I just don't understand what garden might exist at this point on April 1st in Zone 7 in America. I mean, you know, I'm from Florida. I'm familiar with some gardening that might go on in the winter in Florida, but it's usually... But it doesn't snow there, and there's always the possibility you're going to lose your cabbage or whatever you're growing.
Well, it doesn't matter what it looks like right now. It still doesn't look like the rest of the yards
that's
in
true.
The neighborhood, and that's what's upsetting people. Or apparently in the entire city of or town or whatever. Of,
the grass probably hasn't even started growing in this town yet. I would be surprised if anybody has run a lawnmower over anything in Sugar Creek, Missouri as of today. It just surprised me. So the fact that they gave them until April the 1st just sounds crazy.
Now, I'm not clear exactly what the fine is that they're facing. The ordinance, the picture of the ordinance that I'm looking at doesn't specify what the fine is. So it's probably somewhere else in the Sugar Creek code where it says if you violate a town ordinance, then, you know, it'll be this amount of fine. But a lot of the times these town ordinances are written to where the fine will be accrued every single day, right?
Yes.
So if it's
$100 a day
tomorrow,
and whatever, yeah. And so
before you know it, you've racked up $20,000 in, you know, debt to the city if you don't jump through their hoops.
And you can't necessarily you know for certain what qualifies. They don't give you a running total. Ah, yes, you're, you know, they don't come by every day and say, now you're at $10,000, now you're at $10,100. They don't do that. So it gets very complicated as to knowing what you are, so quote unquote, owe them, owe the people that claim dominion over your front yard.
You know, I sure hope some attorney steps in to help these folks out, because it sure does sound like this ordinance is targeted specifically at them. And that doesn't sound legal to me.
Why not?
I don't know.
Can't they make, I mean, you know, if they pass an ordinance that, you know, covers the whole city, this is what you can do with power.
Yeah, it's sick. It's
the problem is that people believe it's a good idea to be urban grass farmers. And I just don't understand why people spend so much time and so much money in growing plants that they can't eat and then go so far as to prevent other people from doing it, too. They don't have a very big garden. They don't have a very big front yard. They're getting a few tomatoes and maybe a few ears of corn off of this thing, and that's the
well,
most they're
it's
doing.
A big, I mean, it's the full front yard. There's quite a few plantings in this particular garden.
Yeah, they're
garden.
Using their space as wisely as yeah. one can, but it's nothing compared to my garden.
Well, I see what you're saying. You've got acreage.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're not eating too many meals exclusively out of their garden, I can tell you that. They don't have enough room for squash plants or something. So it's just, I mean, it's sad, I guess.
It's terrible.
The number is 855-450-3733.
Freedom. This is freedom.
This is it. This is freedom.
Freest country in the world.
Now it's Sugar Creek, Missouri. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live, or LRN.FM on Skype.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.